Hi, I'm Sam Hawley. This is ABC News Daily. If you have a mortgage, it's a financially painful time. Two interest rate hikes in two consecutive months. The latest caught just about everyone off guard, coming in higher than expected at half a percentage point. We haven't seen an increase that big for more than 20 years. Today, the ABC's business editor, Ian Verinder, on why the Reserve Bank is hitting us so hard when the cost of everything else is going up too. Ian, the RBA's ruled it's increased interest rates by half a percentage point. Did you expect that, or was it a bit of a shock?
Bit of a shock for me, and I think for pretty much everybody else. I mean, if you looked at the speculation out there in the markets, it was the outliers were up around about half a percentage point. Mm-hmm. Most people kind of figured they'd been dragged up from 0.25 to 0.4. And the reason why 0.4, it's a bit of an unusual rate hike, but we're sitting on this unusual number because we used to have a 0.1% hike. And then last month when they did it for the first time in years, that pushed us up to 0.35. Mm. So everyone's thinking, well, at some stage they're going to have to get to that half a percent, 0.75%, 1%. We can't be, you know, a little bit over. So I think a lot of people were figuring 0.4, that'll take everybody to 0.75 and we'll be on track again. But no, they've gone the full half a percentage point.
Okay, so it's bigger than we thought it would be. Ian, didn't the RBA actually promise us that they wouldn't raise rates until 2024? Now we've had two increases back to back.
Yeah. I think it was a huge blunder on their part to do that last year. They've admitted that now. How you could forecast interest rates as a central bank for 3 years in advance was a bit of a stretch, but they were adamant that that was going to be the case. And it really did encourage a lot of particularly first home buyers into the market last year when interest rates were extraordinarily low. And of course, that pushed housing prices up enormously. So you do have a lot of people on very stretched incomes. I mean, a lot of them were borrowing on six times their income. And bear in mind that Australia is considered to be one of the highest indebted nations in the world because our average household debt is a bit under two times income. So that's considered to be pretty out there, two times income. And we've got a whole bunch of young people now who are stretched at six times income who've just gotten into the market. So it will be very tough for them in the future when they come off those fixed rate mortgages, for those who did take out the fixed rate mortgages.
And this thumping rise that we've seen, I mean, how does the RBA justify that? Why does it need to be so big?
So the reason they've done it this time, well, they're really pointing the finger at electricity and gas prices. And, you know, this has just taken off just in the past month. And they're pointing to that, saying that inflation now is likely to be higher than what they expected just a month ago as a result of electricity and gas prices and elevated petrol prices as well. And, yeah, and you know, just to hark back a little bit, just last month they said the reason why we're putting through a 0.25 percentage point increase this time was so that everybody gets used to the idea of normal interest rate rises. Now, that was just 4 weeks ago. So normal was a quarter of a percentage point last time, and this time it's double that.
Okay, so hang on. We're paying more for gas and electricity.
Yep.
Our power bills are going up. Yep. Our petrol bills are going up. And now our mortgage repayments are going up.
And interestingly enough, they say one of the uncertainties in the for households is that interest rates are rising. Well, we know that. You guys are doing it.
Mm.
look, that's a really key point that you've just seized on because this inflation is not coming this time because we've got too much money in our pockets and we're running around trying to compete with each other and bidding the price of everything up. Prices are going up through no control of our own, through no fault of our own, because, you know, of these external forces, you know, the war and energy shortages and so forth. And that acts as a tax on everybody. So you've got money coming out of your pocket as a result of that. If they don't get on top of it, I think they fear that These price increases for fuel and gas and electricity mean that manufacturers are going to have to charge more, then workers are going to demand more money. So they want to try and nip it in the bud, but it's a really delicate act to try and pull off. And what central banks try to do with managing the economy is to get it on an even keel. But in this case, as you just pointed out, we've already got money coming out of our pockets, which means we're not going to be spending as much. We won't have as much money to be able to spend. And they are now essentially putting the brakes on, taking money out of our, more money out of our pockets. So you could end up with a kind of a compounding double whammy effect. And, you know, the whole idea is to slow the economy down and slow inflation down. But the trick is to not slow it down too much and tip yourself into a recession. And that's the big fear in America right now, that the US Federal Reserve could, in fact, jack up interest rates so high and so quickly that it tips the economy into recession.
Okay, you mentioned there the even keel. What is even? I mean, what are we talking about? We've had really low interest rates.
Yeah.
So what is the even that we're going to try to get to here?
I wish I knew the answer. Uh-huh. And there's a whole lot of people out there who would love to know the answer to that question. And it's the key question, really. It's what's known as the neutral interest rate. Right, so you want to get to that interest rate that just keeps everything ticking along, but nobody knows what it is. We do know that it's a lot lower than it used to be. Mm-hmm. You know, the neutral rate of interest may, you know, 10 years ago was probably about 6%, but this time around it's probably going to be more like 2.5%.
Mm-hmm.
How fast you get there, though, is the key thing, and that's what they'll be juggling. You know, how fast do we try and push this?
We're 0.85 now.
Yeah.
So 2.5, that, yeah, there's a long way to go.
There is, but, you know, we're already, you know, we're not too far short of 1% already, you know, after just two hikes. So, you know, this is, you know, we're getting there at a fairly rapid clip. And look, to some extent, the Reserve Bank is behind the curve on this. America's been raising rates now for quite a few months. New Zealand has had several double rate hikes. Canada's had a double rate hike, or maybe even two. South Korea, everybody's been pushing rate hikes through. Mm-hmm. We're one of the last of the developed nations to actually start raising rates. So we're a long way shy of our contemporaries, really.
Okay, so there's financial pain to come for a lot of mortgage holders. I mean, they'll be paying quite a bit more in monthly repayments, like in the hundreds of dollars, we would think. What impact is that all having on house prices?
Yeah, well, already we've seen house prices nationally fall, and that's been skewed because Sydney and Melbourne, the two biggest housing markets, are the ones that are taking the biggest falls at the moment. You're still seeing rises in some of the other capital cities. I think Brisbane, Adelaide perhaps, they're still rising. But the big urban areas of Sydney and Melbourne are falling. And when you see house prices falling there, you start to see what's known as the wealth effect kick in. So people start to think, well, you know, my house was worth $1 million last month. Now it's only worth 970 or whatever. And you start to think, well, I better, you know, not spend as much money. Things aren't as buoyant as they used to be. Mm-hmm. And we're already seeing housing, the number of months that houses are on the market starting to push out as well. So you're definitely seeing a slowdown in the housing market, and we'll probably see a decline. Some economists think around about 10% this year.
Mm, so FOMO, the fear of missing out, is drifting away into the sunset.
Has, yeah.
Okay. Your predictions then, when does this pain end?
Look, we could get another one next month, and then they might sit on it for a little while. I think at some stage they're going to do the 15 basis points, the 0.15, to get it up to that even number. But they'll probably, and that could be next month. You know, it depends what happens really with fuel prices. I think we've got a little way to go on it. I mean, you know, we do have interest rates at really extraordinarily low levels still.
Ian Verinder is the ABC's business editor. The latest rate rise will add about $133 a month on a loan worth $500,000. and $265 a month on a $1 million loan. This episode was produced and mixed by Chris Dengate. Additional production by Sydney Peed and Flint Duxfield. Our supervising producer is Stephen Smiley. I'm Sam Hawley. ABC News Daily will be back again tomorrow. You can find all of our episodes of the podcast on the ABC Listen app. To get in touch with the team, email us on abcnewsdaily@abc.net.au. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.